For many that know me, this past year, I have grown into a deep interest into the sport of football. Recently, about a year ago, I picked my favorite NFL team as the Tennessee Titans. A few weeks ago, my favorite football team, the Tennessee Titans, were playing in their first playoff game since 2008. In this case, the Tennessee Titans were playing the Kansas City Chiefs in the wild card round of playoffs. The game started off terrible for the Titans. We were losing 21-3 by halftime. Then towards the end of the game, we somehow started forming a comeback with a near lead of 16-21. Now at this point, we were behind by a touchdown with a little less than 2 minutes left of the game. We also had control of the ball at this point. Soon enough, I hear my mom call out, telling us it's dinner time. Now usually when you eat, you give thanks to the Lord and pray to our Lord and Savior. Well, in my case of selfishness, I was glued to the television, waiting to see if the Titans would score a touchdown. At this point, our quarterback was preparing for a touchdown pass when my family finally noticed my selfishness. They called me over to pray when I later realized what a fool I had been to put what I want before God. So later that night, I decided how treacherous and silent the issue of idolatry is and that I would speak about it today. And also, the Titans would win the game. Now, many of you have realized in my story, I never talked about serving a golden cow or many Buddhas like many world religions promote to worship. The true definition of idolatry is described as easy as putting anything in God's place, which is first place. Would you now please turn the back of your bulletins right now? I want to give you some time to identify the idols that battle for your heart. Now set up a section in the back of your writing space where you'll have a minute to identify some idols that surround us today. These idols that can surround us today, they can be power, food, money, friends, popularity, and so much more. Now, after you're finished, I would like for you to set up another section designated to you specifically. Put a list of people, things that you have put before God. After you are finished, glance at your list and think to yourself, am I really putting food before God? Or I can't believe I put money before God in some cases. Before you leave today, you will learn the dangers idolatry can create and the solutions we can create to help this harrowing issue of idolatry. Many of you may be wondering what the origins and causes of idolatry are. Well, in many cases, such as mine, it was selfishness. When I wanted to watch the Titans game before praying to God, that was a plain act of selfishness in my case. Selfishness today can be easily seen when a little 5-year-old kid butters in the line to be first. Also, we can see people all over the world put what they want, such as sports, social media, popularity, and so much more before God. We need to identify that idolatry is a major problem in our spiritual lives and our regular lives. Would you please turn to your Bibles, Joshua 24, verse 14. If you'll be using the Pew Bibles, it's page 163. Now, to set the stage, right now the Israelites have ventured all the way to the promised land, Canaan. And they are about to enter when Joshua, their leader, gives a final command. He starts in verse 14, saying, "Now fear the Lord and serve him with all faithfulness. Throw away the gods your ancestors worshipped beyond the Euphrates River and Egypt, and serve the Lord. But if serving the Lord seems undesirable to you, then choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." From personal memory, my mom has that verse at least 4 separate places around our house. What we can get from this message from Joshua is that no matter what, we will serve the Lord. But unfortunately, we find out later that the Israelites go on to worship false idols throughout ancient history. Even today, we worship these terrible idols such as food, power, money, popularity, sex, and more that we put before God. Also, this issue of idolatry has some severe warnings that the Lord has blessed us with to know and live by, such as 1 John 5:21, which states, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." God also blesses us with another message about idolatry in Exodus 20, verse 3, saying, "You shall have no other idols before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. You shall not bow down to them or serve them, for I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers and children to the 3rd and 4th generation of those who hate me, but showing steadfast love to thousands of those who love and keep my commandments. This commandment that God has given us shows us the need that God has for our hearts and ours for his. God also gives us the most general command to stay with God, not these false idols, to ruin our relationship. Would you please turn your Bibles to Ezekiel 8? In the Pew Bibles, it's page 579. In Ezekiel 8, we can see Ezekiel, the prophet, receive another vision from God, where God takes him on a tour through Jerusalem, witnessing several visions about how detestable Israel has been. He also warns about how bad idolatry is, and not only would it be in Jerusalem, but the world. He begins in verse 1. In the sixth year and the sixth month of the fifth day, while I was sitting in my house, and the elders of Judah were sitting before me, and the hand of the sovereign Lord came on me there, and I looked and I saw a figure, that of a man, from what appeared to be his waist down, was like fire, and from up there his appearance was as bright as glowing metal. He stretched out what looked like a hand and took me by the hair of my head. The Spirit lifted me up between earth and heaven in visions of God. He took me to Jerusalem, to the entrance of the north gate of the inner court, where the idol that provokes to jealousy stood. And there before me was the glory of God in Israel. As in the vision I had seen in plain, they said to me, Son of man, look toward the north. So I looked, and in the entrance north of the gate, the altar I saw, the idol was jealousy. He said to me, Son of man, do you see what they are doing? The utterly detestable things the Israelites are doing here. Things that will drive me from my sanctuary. But you will see things that are even more detestable. Then he brought me to the entrance to the court. I looked, and I saw a hole in the wall. He said to me, Son of man, now dig into the wall. So I dug into the wall and saw a doorway there. He said to me, go in and see the wicked and detestable things they are doing here. So I went in and I looked, and I saw portrayed all over the walls all kinds of crawling things, unclean animals, and all of the idols of Israel. In front of them stood 70 elders of Israel. Jezaniah, son of Shephem, was standing among them. Each had a censer in his hand, and a fragrant cloud of incense was rising. He said to me, Son of man, have you seen what the elders of Israel are doing in the darkness? Each at the shrine of his own idol, they say, the Lord does not see us. The Lord has forsaken the land. Again, he said, you will see them doing things that are even more detestable. So for a recap, we can see the prophet Ezekiel witnessed many visions on how unclean, detestable, and sinful Israel has been through an outstanding and odd visions through God. All these issues that God shows us are what me, you, and the rest of the world put before God. We can also learn from Ezekiel 8 because it lists that we are not the only person to put either food, power, popularity, and so much more before God. Now, and today, these idols that we've all put before God must come to an end, but the struggle of idolatry weakens our relationship with Christ, even more with our spiritual life. Once again, these idols that you and I put before God can be power, sex, technology, friends, popularity, and so much more. In the end, we all need to glance back at our bulletins and observe how jealous and selfish we are putting these idols before God.